eyes have seen all this. Mine ears have heard and understood it. What ye know, the same do I know also. I am not inferior unto you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But ye are forgers of lies, ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that ye would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Deceitfully for him. Will ye accept his person? Will ye contend for God? Is it good that he should search you out? Or as one man mocketh another, surely reprove you if ye do secretly accept persons. Shall not his excellency make you afraid and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like unto ashes, your body to bodies of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth, and put my life in my trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech, my declaration with your ears. Behold, now I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up unto me, then I will not hide myself from you. Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not your dread make me afraid. Then call you, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer me. Transgressions and my sin. Wherefore hide out you your face, and hold me for your enemy. and to and fro, and will you pursue the dry stubble? For you write bitter things against me, and make me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Put my feet also in the stocks. It looks nearly into all my parts. Thou settest a print upon the heels of thy feet, and he has a rotten